This day's thought for Tuesday, March 12th. Today's thought is from Harold E. Cohn. May you have the rare happiness of an undistracted, wholehearted journey toward a goal you believe is God's plan for your life. May you be given strength to reject the good while searching for the best. When you stumble and fall, may you always fall forward toward your goal. May you enjoy the richness of soul that is the result of seeing that your spiritual income always exceeds your expenditures. May you enjoy the exciting fun of keeping company with the great and riding on the shoulders of giants. May you read the best, thus spending hours with the towering souls of all ages. As a tree continues to grow to its dying day, may you grow in wisdom and spirit as long as you live. May you always possess your possessions. May they never possess you. May you always have the wisdom and strength to say no to some things so you can say yes to other important things. May you know the joys of fellowship with those you love, who return your love, and with those who love the things you love, to whom you look with admiration and trust, and with whom you look toward the same purposes and goals. May you know the happiness that multiplies as you divide it with others. May you be blessed with health and with the laughter that is God's good medicine for all men. May you have the steadying confidence that when you have, by God's grace, done the best that is in you, you can leave the rest to Him and to time to determine its value. May you find the changeless, steady values in a changeful and unsteady world, and the eternal amidst matters that erode and vanish. May you be blessed with a memory that is both splendid and poor, splendid in its remembrance of kindness you have received from God and man, and often forgetful of the benefits you have conferred on others. May life not be too stormy, yet may you have enough clouds in your sky to make breathtaking dawns and beautiful sunsets. May you have the joyful satisfaction of making a difference for good wherever you go. And today's verse is Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, from the New King James Version. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.